The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Oh, hi, Bob here to tell you about the best soap in the universe. It's time for this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Item of the Week. February is Think Spring Month at BubbleGenius.com. Mardi Gras is right around the corner, so go to BubbleGenius.com for their Fay Dodo Fleur-de-Lis Soap on a Rope. It's a fleur-de-lis-shaped soap in a burnished gold color attached to purple beaded Mardi Gras rope. Only $7 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
I had a good job until my boss accused me of stealing. I better call Saul!
I was out partying, minding my own business.
You are under arrest.
I'd better call Saul.
Hi, I'm Saul Goodman. Did you know that you have rights? The Constitution says you do, and so do I. I believe that until proven guilty, every man, woman, and child in this country is innocent. And that's why I fight for you, Albuquerque.
Better call Saul.
The best music on the best station.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
It is Tuesday, February 16, 2016, and this is the Bob and Chez Show presented by BubbleGenius.com. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Hey there.
Hi. We are brought to you every show by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best damn soap in the world. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you don't want to call Saul, you better call Bo. Or better yet, just go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. Or click the link in the podcast page. Go down. You can't miss it. At BobSeska.com, down the right side of the page, you'll see a photograph of Charles Bowen talking on an old-timey telephone. He's just waiting for your email. He's ready to believe you.
He is. He's ready to believe you.
Hola.
He's ready to believe you, or he's at least ready to buy you a drink by the Roosevelt pool.
Was that a Nara? Did I just hear a Nara?
Go with that.
Aloha, Nara. How are you? All right. Nara's here. Chez's daughter, Nara, in the house. In studio, I should say.
You have to go back out there and watch more SpongeBob or something.
Why? Why?
I know it's really hard, isn't it?
There you go.
I make your life so difficult. Give me just a little while and I'll come out there, okay?
Poop.
Yeah, poop, exactly. I agree totally. Trust me, that's how I feel about everything. All right, little
basically, girl. That summarizes the show today. Might as well just knock off the show.
Might as well poop.
Finish early.
The sequel to Jump.
Poop. That might be the name of the show today. All right. Obviously, lots to talk about. I debated whether we should have done a show on Monday instead of today.
I thought about that. Yeah. I did. I thought that would have been... It would have been appropriate, given the solemnity with which we will no doubt approach the untimely death, if you can apply the word untimely to a 79-year-old fat guy who smoked and drank, the untimely death of Anthony Scalia.
Anthony Scalia.
If you're Michelle Bachman.
This is strange. Both Anthony Scalia and Antonin Scalia died at the same time and the same day.
That's incredible. It really is.
That was so much fun. See, I got I was out shopping and I got a text saying that Scalia is dead. And it was almost as if I did one of those things where I jumped up and tapped my heels together. It was like, I'm not going to lie. I was excited when I heard that Scalia died. And I'll tell you why. Because one guy's death is going to mean huge gains. huge, huge gains across the board for a lot of people, for millions of people.
It most likely will. And that makes me feel bad. It makes me feel bad because, I believe it or not, I'm not a ghoul. I don't want to celebrate something.
I'm totally ghoulish on this.
but no, I'm saying I don't want to be a ghoul. I am a ghoul in this case.
Right.
Because there's no doubt about it that when you weigh sort of the, you know, the good that will be done by this, it was kind of his time to go.
Yeah, I mean, well, 79 years old. It's not like we could just like rend our garments and say, oh, he was too young.
Yeah, he died much too young.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, 70.
Vanity died too young.
That's
but
exactly
then again, Vanity
right.
had a crack habit. So.
Yeah, Vanity totally had a crush on Vanity back in the day, back in the mid 80s.
Of course. Are you kidding? Yeah, kidding? Holy crap, Nasty Girl.
Her and Apollonia.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, so Antonin Scalia died on Saturday, and it was the big big story of the day, big story of the week.
Big story of, quite frankly, the year.
Well, I mean, and it's going to add this new layer to the election season, which we're already getting a taste of, where the Republicans are basically going to do what the Republicans do these days, which is not to pass any laws or to vote on things or to make lives better.
To obstruct.
They just obstruct.
Yep,
that's exactly
that's all
right.
They do.
They just obstruct now. So anyone President Obama puts up as a nominee for the Supreme Court to fill Scalia's seat, it's going to be filibustered by Ted Cruz. It's going to be blocked by the Republicans.
That's a staggering thing when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that Mitch McConnell years ago said, our goal is basically going to be to stop up everything.
Yeah.
Nothing gets past us in the quest to turn Obama into a one-term president.
That's right.
And so they did. It's one thing to do it. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to actually come right out and admit this is what we're doing.
Yeah, well,
and so the response, even though I wasn't surprised at the idea that that's going to happen, mm-hmm. the fact that right off the bat they're just no, you know what, forget it, screw his presidential authority as provided by the Constitution. We're going to ignore this.
Well, it's because, you know what, they know that this is a major, major game changer, and so the Republicans see that just as much as the rest of us, but they know that it's going to be bad for them. Right. They know what this means for things like Roe v. Wade or Citizens United or voting rights or civil rights.
Oh, of course,
the environment.
They know that. But in terms of the replacement for Scalia, you know what's interesting? I can't remember who said it, and I apologize for like not being able to give credit, but you know, of all of the sort of hot takes and think pieces, mm-hmm. somebody's really terrific point was that Obama is actually the most likely to give you a moderate for a nomination for the Supreme Court to fill Scalia's seat.
I mean, along those lines, Obama was asked today whether or not he's going to put up a moderate. His answer, no. No.
Wow, that's a surprise. Then, honestly, I take everything back that I just said. We can edit that out, right?
Here's the exchange. I mean, it wasn't as unequivocal as I'm making it, but it was still a no. So here's Barack Obama in a press conference today.
Following up on that, should we interpret your comments just now that you are likely to choose a moderate nominee? Would you consider?
No.
Okay.
I don't know where you found that. You shouldn't assume anything about the qualifications of the nominee other than they're going to be well qualified.
All right.
Okay.
Following up.
Well, there it is. There it is. There's a little more here. Let's just play the rest of this. Suffice to say, if the Republicans obstruct this nominee, it's going to be really bad for them in the general election.
Yeah. And again, you know what, actually, considering that Obama just basically said that, comments could not be interpreted that way. I think that what I was about to say, I think it still kind of holds true, which is that you're more likely to get a potential moderate out of Obama than you are, say, if either Hillary or Bernie were to win, certainly Bernie, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
If they were to win in November, and then you get, oh, we got nothing to lose. I'm giving you, you know, you're getting a full-fledged liberal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, in the cases with Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, the far, far left thought that they were moderates, but they're actually, their judicial records were quite liberal. But, you know, of course, the far left, they were considered.
Ralph Nader is a moderate.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to happen again. So that we, you know, we'll each have to look at this and determine whether or not the person that Obama puts up, maybe Loretta Lynch, I doubt they're going to be like centrist moderate. They may be very likely center left. They're going to be someone who reflects Obama's values. That's ultimately what we can kind of count on. But here's the rest of this this Q&A at the press conference today. Yes.
Would you consider a recess appointment if your nominee is not granted a hearing?
I think that we have more than enough time to go through regular order, regular processes. I intend to nominate somebody, to present them to the American people, to present them to the Senate. I expect them to hold hearings. I expect there to be a vote.
There it is. So it's all going to go down, and it's a matter of whether or not the Republicans are on board. I mean, I can see, you know, like during the Bush administration, he put up a few people who were just grossly unqualified. And so there was, of course, a lot of debate, and certainly those people, those names had to be withdrawn. And I'm actually drawing a blank on who it was. It was... it was a woman who was actually a member of.
I know. Terrible that I can't remember her name. I know. I can see your face.
Yeah, exactly. I think she was White House counsel.
Yeah.
Harriet Myers.
Thank you.
It was Harriet Myers who George W. Bush put up, and she was completely unqualified. I mean, there's no way. Eventually, he went with Sam Alito, but it was Harriet Myers, and it was a disaster. But that's only because she was grossly underqualified for the post. So right. If Obama puts up someone who's grossly unqualified for the post, then I think everyone's going to say it. But, you know, it's Barack Obama. He's not going to choose someone who's a neophyte or someone who's completely not ready for the job.
Right.
You know, he's going to choose someone who's competent and ready to fill those Scalia, those gigantic, sweaty Scalia shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll end up seeing who that is, but I mean the freak out was just as crazy as you could possibly imagine. I remember seeing on Saturday Kurt Schlichter. Remember, you know that guy Kurt Schlichter?
Oh yeah,
he's like a Fox News analyst, complete troll, complete a-hole. Was on Twitter just screaming about the fact that Barack Obama didn't wear a tie.
So that's what's important to them.
During his remarks about
so awesome. Scalia. That's what's important to these people.
Yeah.
They're such a fucking joke.
He was so pissed off. And so that, you know, that joined a large chorus of people just flipping out. Ted Cruz almost immediately vowed to filibuster Obama's nominee. And then there was a debate in which during the debate, the first question that came up Saturday night among the Republicans was the whole Scalia issue, obviously. And at that point in time, that's when John Kasich, Marco Rubio, and famously Ted Cruz all lied about the precedent as far as nominating a new Supreme Court justice during the final year of someone's presidency.
Right.
Which has happened over and over again. But they got this memo from Chuck Grassley midday Saturday, which Chuck Grassley's office got it completely wrong about how long it's been since a Supreme Court justice was nominated during a final year of a presidency. Got it wrong. He said 80 years in the memo. Then, of course, the presidential candidates on the stage Saturday night all echoed that same 80-year talking point, and it was wrong. All it took, look, I mean, we're talking about candidates for president of the United States. They could very easily get staff workers to go look it up on goddamn Wikipedia, and they couldn't be bothered to do that. They just thought that they could get away with the 80-year lie. And, of course, they didn't. CBS News didn't. Who was the moderator? John Dickerson.
John Dickerson, yeah.
John Dickerson wouldn't let him get away with it. And he wasn't a jerk about it. I mean, it wasn't like John Dickerson. It wasn't like some sort of move.
Right.
It was, you know, it was just like, sorry. I mean, I just want to get the facts right before we continue talking. And yes. Ted Cruz, totally stunned into silence by this, to where he was just like, I mean, he actually didn't say anything.
Right. Because they don't know the answer.
They don't know.
They know, kind of like everybody else who lives in the bubble, they know what came down from the Fox News talking points machine or from one of those kinds of outlets.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And here's Ted Cruz getting caught lying.
So, Senator Cruz, the Constitution says the president shall appoint with advice and consent from the Senate, just to clear that up. So he has the constitutional power. But you...
Yeah, I mean, that's obvious. I mean, that became a point of debate all weekend long. Like, whether or not the president has the power to nominate Supreme Court justices, even during his last year.
Yeah, his last year, by the way. His last year. It's not like he's got a month to go.
I mean, there were dispatches going out all over Twitter. Obama to nominate a replacement for Scalia. Oh, my God. Yeah. Really? How can a black man do that?
As he is obligated to do by the Constitution of the United States.
I mean, since when has there been any question whatsoever that if there's a vacancy on the Supreme Court, that the president nominates a replacement?
Well, this president.
That's
huge, hugely important. You need to understand that all those, all that precedent, that all goes out the window when we're talking about, you know, the black guy.
Gasp. How can it be that the black guy would actually be able to do this? I mean, isn't there something? Can we look at the Constitution? Maybe there's something that was erased, like, halfway through the ratification of the Constitution. Says, no, except the black guy.
Yeah, who was it who said, somebody put this great comment on Twitter that said Ted Cruz, somebody has decided that President Obama gets 3/5 of presidency.
That's right.
So good.
Here's the rest of this Ted Cruz getting totally caught in a lie.
I don't think he should. Where do you set that date if you're president? Does it begin in election year, in December, November, September? And once you set the date, when you're president, will you abide by that date?
Well, we have 80 years of precedent of not confirming Supreme Court justices in a...
Lie. Yep. Big lie.
...election year. And let me say, Justice Scalia...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Were any appointed in an election year? Or is that just there were 80 years?
80 years of not confirming. For example, LBJ nominated Abe Fortas. Fortas did not get confirmed. He was defeated.
But Kennedy was confirmed in 88.
No, Kennedy was confirmed in
88. Oh, God, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. Listen to that idiot.
Bear in mind that Ted Cruz actually worked at the Supreme Court. Okay? Ted Cruz didn't know about Anthony Kennedy in 1987-88 when he was nominated November 30th, 1987. This is confirmed in February of 88 after the 1 year mark until Reagan would leave office. So he was confirmed within Reagan's final year. And Ted Cruz didn't know that, or if he did know it, he was suppressing that information and was finally caught on it by John Dickerson and just
John Dickerson, by the way, who sounds like a very, very spry young Andy Rooney.
That's right.
What are you saying? What are you saying about that, Mr. Cruz?
Are we really sure?
What's with the Constitution anyway?
But Kennedy was confirmed in 88.
No, Kennedy was confirmed in 87.
He was appointed in 87.
He was appointed in 88.
That's the question. Is it appointing or confirming? What's the difference?
In this case, it's both, but if I could answer the question.
Sorry, I just want to get the facts straight for the audience. I apologize.
Awesome. And they boo him for that. They boo him for bringing facts into a Republican debate.
They booed him.
God, they're just such a fucking joke.
They booed the facts.
They booed the facts. How dare you let the facts get in the way of Ted Cruz's ridiculous fantasy soliloquy?
Unbelievable. Okay, we're going to talk about the conspiracy theories that have popped up about Scalia's death. Well, there's one conspiracy theory, which is that Scalia was murdered. And not murdered by just anyone. He was murdered by Barack Obama. We're going to talk about that right after we talk about this. And here we go with Harry's Razors. I'm one of those swarthy Italian guys with a big heavy beard. Within like 5 or 6 hours after shaving, I kind of need to shave again if I don't want my face to become like Velcro. So some days I have to shave twice. Once in the morning and again in the evening, especially if I'm going out somewhere. I don't know where, but if I'm going out and I want to look okay, I got to shave again. Harry's is the only razor I've tried that allows me to shave twice in a day and not rake up my face like a cheese grater. Ever since I signed up, I've become a Harry's true believer. Their German-engineered 5-blade razors have rescued my face from an ongoing struggle with razor burn. And here's how you can become a Harry's true believer, too. So go to Harry's.com and pick up the Harry's starter set. It's an incredible deal. For just $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades. Best of all, I've been shaving with Harry's for weeks now, and no razor burn. Just a smooth, close shave every time. It feels great. And don't forget, ladies, Harry's is perfect for your legs and armpits. Go to Harry's.com, enter the promo code BANDC, that's BNC for Bob and Jez, for $5 off your first Harry's shave. Plus, you'll be supporting the show by taking good care of your face or your legs or your armpits with Harry's razors. That's HARRYS.com.
And Jez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Welcome back to our Tuesday show. Thank you for joining us today. We're ghouls. We're ghouls, we are. Savoring Scalia's death. What can I say? Those things. No matter how ghoulish we are, there's no one more ghoulish than Alex Jones.
Wait, you people are sick.
No, dude.
And boy.
I'm just feeling it in my gut.
I know something happened out there. I've been to the ranch that's next door to the ranch where Scalia was killed. I know that the Illuminati, Bechtel, Raytheon, IBM, Trilateral Commission, the weather weapons, I know they were somehow all involved.
Alex Jones was at ground zero for the conspiracy theory mongering after Scalia's death. And he was first to create a video dispatch from an emergency video dispatch from an undisclosed location, his living room, and talked about how Scalia was murdered. And then this was later augmented by the fact that Scalia was apparently found with a pillow over his face. Like, this is a thing now where someone who killed a Supreme Court justice left the murder weapon in place to be found. It's all such nonsense. Here's Alex Jones's emergency dispatch.
My friends, it's Saturday night. This is an emergency transmission.
Emergency transmission. That's even better somehow.
That's right.
Yeah, here comes an emergency communique.
Yep. Got an emergency transmission in my pants.
Breaker.
It's like, good God, he's on YouTube. It's hardly a transmission. It's a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm. Emergency, making this communique. KDK1 to KDK12, coming in from the Overlook Hotel. Emergency transmission.
Jesus Christ, this guy.
My friends, it's Saturday night. This is an emergency transmission. Mm-hmm. Associate Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia died earlier today. In a ranch outside Big Bend in South Texas.
Like, the people listening in or watching this video don't know that already. Yeah. He has to announce it in order to sound official, like he's an anchor man.
Yeah, he's exactly.
Like he's Cronkite.
President Kennedy died.
At 12:30 Standard Time, 1:30 East Coast Time.
Jesus.
One of my favorite places to visit. I shot a Facebook...
Wait. What was his favorite place to visit? Maybe that ranch, maybe?
Associate Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia.
Oh, my God. Dying drunk?
I think he's drunk. I think he's totally hammered. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Earlier today, at a ranch outside Big Bend in South Texas.
Oh, there it is. Big Bend.
One of my favorite places to visit. I shot a Facebook mentions just earlier today, right after he died, not knowing that he just died, pointing out the fact that we've talked to Matt Drudge and others who talked to Supreme Court justices.
Oh, there's a reliable source. Yeah. Matt Drudge. Good. I'm glad you're getting all of your information there. The rest of your information comes from a magic eight ball and like a sock puppet.
About the fact that in 2016 they planned to kill the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The question is, was Anthony Scalia murdered?
There it is.
And the answer to that is, has the Bill of Rights and Constitution been murdered?
By the way, the echoey nature sounds like he's in the bathroom. It sounds like, wouldn't it be great if Alex Jones's emergency dispatch or his emergency transmission was in his crapper?
And by the way, I'm in my crapper right now, delivering an emergency transmission into my toilet. Antonin Scalia, Supreme Court Justice, died this morning at 9:30 Central Time. That's 10:30 East Coast Time, some hour and a half ago. All right. Sorry. Excuse me. Didn't mean to interrupt my emergency transmission with some of my poop. There it is again. Inara setting the tone for today's show.
Has it been reported that members of the Supreme Court have been blackmailed? Yes, it has. Does the president order the borders open outside of federal law? Yes. Does he order coal power plants shut down outside of law? Yes. Does he fund ISIS outside of law? Yes.
He doesn't fund ISIS.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't fund ISIS.
Has the
TPP been signed, a global treaty waiving our sovereignty and secrecy? Yes. This is the season of treason.
Oh, I love it. It's the season of treason. You know what? I'm really very angry that he's calling it the season of treason. He should be saying merry treason.
It is the season of treason. The time for swine.
Awesome.
Jesus Christ. I'm a poet and I don't know it.
What a bag.
Really?
This is the time of betrayal. And we would be fools not to ask the question, was this stalwart defender of the Constitution compared to the Democrats, all these weird nobody judges, Sotomayor and others they've been appointing, who just literally say ban the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth, Tenth. I mean,
yes, literally they're saying that. Justice Sotomayor.
That is exactly what she said.
Yeah.
I give up.
Ban the First Amendment. Sotomayor is all about banning the First Amendment, right? You heard those quotes.
I did.
That you're from the voices inside Alex Jones's head. That's who's informing him about Sotomayor's judicial record. God damn it.
Flaming tyrants.
Flaming.
Flaming tyrants.
The feds announced last week they're going to have monitors on every family with their kids, and the state is co-parents. I mean, it's happening.
Okay, we don't need to play any more of this. You get the idea. Alex Jones thinks Antonin Scalia was murdered by Barack Obama and apparently Justice Sotomayor. I have no idea how that works, but certainly that's what happened. With a pillow. Put a pillow over his face. Because that's the least conspicuous way to do it. There was no struggle. He was found peacefully resting. There was no evidence of any struggle. The family, it was so cut and dry, the family didn't want an autopsy. It's just insane. But of course, it's not just Alex Jones who's talking about this stuff. We're going to get into the additional idiots who have gone off about this ridiculous conspiracy theory after a short break, back right after this. Okay, let's talk about supporting independent media. For only $1 a month, you can help finance the Bob and Chez show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's 12 cents per show. Go now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. And sign up for $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, or $15 a month, or whatever you can afford. If you sign up for $5 or more, you'll get special Patreon-only shows like our post-mortem wrap-up show, the Not Safe for Work after-party show, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of the free Tuesday and Thursday shows. Most of all, you'll be supporting a totally independent podcast not affiliated with corporate media. And if we reach our $7,500 per month goal, we'll bring you new shows 5 days a week, Mondays through Fridays. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobsesca.com. Let's do this thing.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Okay, here's the thing. First, what you want to do is you want to go shopping at Amazon.com. If you do that, go in through our link. It's at bobsesca.com, just below the logo. You go shopping, you save money, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. Also, on iTunes,
go to your iTunes right now as you're listening to the show, right now, and contribute a 5-star rating and review. It helps the show in terms of our rankings on iTunes, in terms of our placement in the news and politics section on iTunes. It takes you a couple seconds, and it's one of the best ways, really, to support this here program. So thank you in advance for doing that. Okay, so let's get into Donald Trump. Donald Trump threw in with the conspiracy theorists, and he did it in a weird place. Well, it shouldn't be surprising at all. Donald Trump was on the Michael Savage radio program.
Yeah, I mean, just, by the way, just a monster of a person.
Horrible
Michael
person.
Savage is a piece of
He really, really is. You might remember Michael Savage when he had a show on, you know, the liberal network, MSNBC.
Yeah, MSNBC. That didn't last very long. I remember because I was there when hired him. And it's like, you know, he made some kind of comment about people dying of AIDS.
Yeah.
They served it. It's like, really, did you people not see this coming? Had none of you listened to this man's show?
It's a horrible show. He says crap like that all the time. Yeah, he said it's a gay caller. He said, I hope you die of AIDS, you pig.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
It. Sorry.
On MSNBC. Yep. And he says stuff like that every damn day. Michael Savage is an escaped mental patient. Michael Savage probably shouldn't be interacting with the public. Yep. Michael Savage is kind of crazy. And Alex Jones, or I should say, he's kind of crazy like Alex Jones. But Donald Trump should never have appeared on this guy's show in the first place. He's also, Donald Trump's been on Alex Jones's show, for the record. But he decided to go on the Michael Savage show because Donald Trump doesn't give a crap. And so therefore he did. He appeared on this terrible, terrible show. And he confessed to being concerned about this conspiracy theory, which Michael Savage is, go figure, all over. Michael Savage loves him, this conspiracy theory that Scalia was killed. Because what they have to try to do is delegitimize the entire process. They have to make it so that this is an Obama conspiracy. Therefore, anyone who Obama puts up is all part of the murder conspiracy and therefore should never be confirmed.
Yeah.
And then, see, I mean, the weird thing about all of this, just as an aside, is that by trying to delay the confirmation of the next Supreme Court justice, honest to God, this is the Republican gambit. The Republicans are risking President Bernie Sanders nominating former President Barack Obama for the Supreme Court. I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, it's a remote possibility. I mean, as far as Obama specifically being nominated, but it's still a possibility. This is the chance they're willing to take just so they can obstruct Barack Obama as president. They're willing to risk Bernie Sanders appointing a replacement for Scalia.
Exactly, which is like, dear God.
Jesus, this is the gamble there.
I can't believe it. I'm appointing Glenn Greenwald. Glenn Greenwald for Justice of the Supreme Court.
So here's Trump on Michael Savage buying into the old Scalia was murdered conspiracy theory.
So what, Donald, I need to come back to the topic we've been all screaming about here, which is Scalia, was he murdered? I know it's pretty brutal to say that, and I'm not wanting to drag you into this, but this is going
to
get big.
I don't want to drag you into this, but I'm about to drag you into this.
Exactly. I love it when that happens.
Bigger and bigger and bigger.
I don't want to, you know what? I'm going to fight every single thing inside of me saying that I shouldn't do this. I just do it.
On the air and said we need the equivalent of a Warren Commission. We need an immediate autopsy before the body is disposed of. What do you think of that?
Oh, God. Can you imagine? When are the hearings going to start? Are we going to have congressional hearings on this? Oh. Is that what's going to happen next?
Oh, dude, probably.
Somehow it's going to involve Hillary Clinton's emails.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it's going to involve Fast and Furious and Benghazi. In fact, I tried to start a hashtag the other day, Scalia Ghazi.
That's good. Ghazi needs to be the new suffix after gate.
The new gate.
Like, gate needs to go away. Yeah, it has to be the new gate.
Yeah. It's been Watergate's been completely overshadowed by so many other scandals.
Yes.
Time to lose that one. But yeah, this is going to be, I'm just waiting for the announcement. Like Marsha Blackburn getting up in front of the House of Representatives saying, we're going to convene a subcommittee to investigate the murder of Antonin Scalia. This is, I mean, I'm only half kidding.
No, I know. Trust me, dude. I wouldn't put it past anybody now. Oh my God. I wouldn't put anything past these people.
So here's let's get back to Trump.
Well, I just heard today, and just a little while ago, actually, you know, I just landed, and I'm hearing it's a big topic, the question, and it's a horrible topic, but they say they found a pillow on his face, which is a pretty unusual place to find a pillow.
Yeah, yeah, well, a guy laying in bed, a pillow on his face, imagine that.
That means that Taryn is dead every single morning.
I mean, if there was a hippo on his face while he was in bed, okay, I could see. Maybe a hippopotamus being on top of Antonin Scalia while he was sleeping might be suspicious.
If Antonin Scalia on top of someone else's face.
That would be weird. But, I mean, it's like saying, well, you know, Antonin Scalia was, I mean, he was actually laying down in bed. I've never heard of anything like that. You know, I just got this information, I just landed, and I found out that Scalia had bed sheets on his bed. Who has bed sheets on their bed? I know I don't. Who sleeps with that? Who has pillows?
Yep.
Who has pillows? Oh, my God. The disconnect. We're going to get into the disconnect here in just a second.
I can't tell you what, I can't give you an answer. You know, usually I like to give you answers, but I literally just heard it. A little while ago. It's just starting to come out now, as you know, Michael.
All right. Well, I've been covering it for an hour and a half. There's a lot more to it than that. There was no medical examiner present. There was no one who declared the death. It was there. It was done by telephone from a U.S. Marshal appointed by Obama himself.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. The U.S. Marshal appointed by Obama. Therefore, he's in on it.
Yep.
We're laughing.
You know, it happened in the United States. And you know who's president of the United States?
Right. It happened in Texas. And, you know, remember when Wendy Davis filibustered that abortion law? That was in Texas.
That's right. That was in Texas. And you know what? You know what else happened in Texas? Jade Helm. Secretly, Jade Helm was a success. They did militarily take over Texas, even though they don't need to fucking take over Texas because the U.S. government already, God knows why, has Texas.
Maybe that's how it all happened. Maybe that's how Scalia was murdered. Maybe it was part of Jade Helm.
Yeah, he found out what was going on. Scalia went down there as like Jason Bourne.
You know, Obama's getting weak as his presidency wears down through its last year. I mean, didn't it used to be that he used to kill people using fucking tornadoes?
Yeah.
Now he's using pillows. I mean, for God's sake.
Weather weapons.
President Obama, if you're gonna kill a Supreme Court justice, couldn't you have done it by moving like a super tornado with tiny airplanes and helicopters?
Definitely, by the way, definitely the work of SEAL Team 6. That's how they killed Bin Laden, by the way, with a pillow. With a pillow over his face.
A pillow launched out of an AR-15 at beyond the speed of sound. That's how they killed Bin Laden.
Yeah.
That's how they killed Scalia. They actually shot a pillow at his face. They shot him in the face with a pillow. Dead instantly.
He put up a fight, by the way. He did. He stood up at the last minute. He waved the real copy of the Constitution and said, "I will not let this happen, you homosexual."
Okay, one last break. Back to wrap up the show after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is
The Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza. Presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Okay, thanks for joining us today. All right, we're going to get into the disconnect between what Republicans believe and what they don't believe here in just a second. But I had to play this tape. You've probably seen it floating around Facebook today. This so-called patriot, this sort of Oregon militia patriot guy. Recorded a, I don't know who it is, but is this guy recorded a camera phone video in his bedroom and was talking about whatever, guns
yeah, I saw
and
this.
Patriotism.
I saw this, what you put up.
About halfway through the video, he stands up on his bed and sticks his goddamn head right into the ceiling fan.
I really hope it's real.
I hope it's real, too.
Part of me thinks if it was real, why would he actually go ahead and put it up online? But it is pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, it's funny enough, we're going to pretend it's real.
And I like that. We're just I like that attitude.
Go out on a limb and say it's real. I think it's real, but, you know, we'll see. At this point, as of the recording of this show today, February 16th, it is real. So here's the sound of this idiot patriot sticking his head in a ceiling fan.
You know what? It's about time our people took a stand for freedom. So you know what? As a patriot, I'm going to take a motherfucking...
idiot.
God damn.
It actually sounds like... It makes almost like a wooden baseball bat sound when his head hits the ceiling fan. Let's hear this again.
Patriot, I'm going to take a motherfucking...
God damn.
And the audio abruptly ends. I just love that. I love that more than life itself.
That's like the massive idiot version, as if it wasn't, you know, idiotic already, of the Jackass stunt where they jump on the trampoline into the ceiling fan.
I know, right? I mean, I can tell you that being a 6'4" guy, every time I go to, like, for example, if I'm staying in a room or if my actual bedroom has a ceiling fan, I've had lots of bedrooms with ceiling fans, I have on many occasions gone to take my shirt off and actually put my arms into the ceiling fan. It is not a pleasant feeling to actually stick a body part into a ceiling fan.
Oh, I know. I usually put my penis in one.
Take it from one who knows. And it often sounds like this.
I'm going to take a motherfucker.
God damn.
Awesome.
I love that so much. Okay, so here's the other thing about the Republicans. And I think we've talked about this a little bit on a previous show, but it's worth repeating again. For some reason, here's the conservative mindset. And again, it's not all conservatives, but enough conservatives to make this a sweeping generality. Republicans will take the slightest hint of something, and that's all it takes for them to unequivocally believe in it. Like, oh, there was a pillow on Scalia's head after he died of a heart attack in his sleep. So therefore, he must have been murdered. And this
is
completely fact. This is reality. We have to have investigations and lynchings and blah, blah, blah.
That's the thing that's always bothered me, and I've how many times now have I made this argument online? Have I made it in pieces that I've written? The more audacious thing you allege, mm-hmm. the more evidence you need to back it up.
That's right.
The more insane your claim is, the more you need evidence. And guess what? Saying, well, what about this coincidence or that coincidence mm-hmm. or that question hasn't been answered to my satisfaction or that it's like none of that is actual evidence. Mm-hmm. Exactly. None of that is evidence. You have some coincidences. You have a couple of things that maybe, you know, maybe haven't been answered to your satisfaction. Some things that you know, stories that sort of got crossed up that happened during chaotic moments, and you have taken anything at all to mean that Occam's razor goes out the freaking window.
That's right.
It's not possible that a 79-year-old overweight guy who smokes and drinks died in his sleep, as they are wont to do.
Right.
It's much more likely that, you know, this is part of some grand conspiracy by Barack Obama to, you know, pull a John Grisham and kill a sitting Supreme Court justice.
Exactly. And boiling it all down, too many Republicans are just wired to be suckered in by theories that have almost zero evidence, while at the same time, they disbelieve facts proved by overwhelming evidence.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely
like Scalia was clearly murdered, but the 97% consensus on the climate crisis, clearly a hoax. You know,
yeah, exactly. It's a hoax. That's a conspiracy. To them, that's a conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. There's no evidence whatsoever that Scalia was murdered, but as long as there might be a 1 in a million chance, they'll totally believe it.
Right.
I mean, along those same lines, Republicans believe that the Bible forbids same-sex marriage, even though same-sex marriage didn't exist in biblical times. They believe in all of the magical storybook aspects of the Bible, including a virgin birth, the parting of the Red Sea.
Exactly.
The notion of a man being crucified and rising from the dead 3 days later. But racism totally doesn't exist anymore.
That's it, exactly. Dude, you are speaking the truth.
They believe that Obama and Hillary Clinton ordered the U.S. military to stand down during the attack on the consulate in Benghazi, even though Republican investigations have repeatedly failed to prove it. Mm-hmm. They believe access to firearms prevents mass shootings and other gun-related deaths. You know, evidence proves exactly the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Tax cuts stimulate economic growth. You can go down. I can do this all day. They believe in the writings of Ayn Rand, the L. Ron Hubbard of politics,
yep,
whose libertarian theories have never been successfully implemented anywhere, ever. The sting videos against
Somalia.
Yeah, Somalia. That's exactly right. Somalia. Good luck with that, using that as an example. I mean, the Planned Parenthood videos, clearly fake, verified. 12 different state investigations have exonerated Planned Parenthood. Every nonpartisan fact-checking organization exonerated Planned Parenthood. The Republicans to this day are still legislating based on that video. I mean, John Kasich just signed a law in Ohio based on the Planned Parenthood videos that are fake. They're fake. But they think it's
real. Exactly.
I mean, they think all this crap is real. They think what is fake is real and what is real is fake.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
These are the little children. And again, I do underscore little children. If you
absolutely. They are total children.
If you saw the debate Saturday night, make no mistake. It was Trump apologizing for saying bad words. The front runner for the Republican nomination was forced to apologize for saying the F word and the P word. And he had to vow never to say it again. These are the little children on the Republican side. Jeb Bush, you know, sad, sad Jeb Bush, hiding behind his mommy's skirt.
Please clap.
Please clap. Please clap for poor Jeb Bush.
Please clap. God, I swear that will never get old. It's just
please clap.
It's just the perffect tone of voice. Perfect inflection.
So you had a guy who was naughty for saying bad words, another guy hiding behind his mommy's skirt, Ben Carson misquoting a Facebook meme, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz getting a basic history question completely wrong, having to do with the office that they're running for. I mean, little teeny tiny babies. I mean, I was really shocked that one of the late night shows didn't do one of those sketches where they have like sixth graders playing all of the Republican candidates and then reading some of that, the actual debate transcript verbatim.
Right.
Because that's what it was like. I mean, we're talking about children who believe in hocus pocus fairy tales.
But they won't believe reality. Reality to them is utterly confusing.
Exactly. Reality is confounding to every last one of them. Doesn't matter how much evidence you have. It's all irrelevant because at the same time, well, obviously, the Virgin Mary ascended into heaven as a whole person, and there's an actual human being living in the clouds.
Yep, who listens to all of our thoughts and then decides based on that where we're going to spend all of eternity.
That's right.
Yep, that to them is completely, completely rational.
That's right.
That's totally reasonable.
I mean,
but talk to them about climate change. And they lose their minds. I mean, that's all a ruse.
You want to talk about an astonishing display of denial?
All right, Marco Rubio was on Meet the Press on Sunday. And he was pressed by Chuck Todd about the whole Scalia thing. And Chuck Todd brought up the fact that Anthony Kennedy was nominated in Reagan's last year. You know what Marco Rubio said? It doesn't really matter what Reagan did back in 87. That's what Marco Rubio said. So now, even Reagan's actions in that bubble are irrelevant.
Nope.
It's like something that Reagan did is no longer part of that bubble. It's like, well, no. I mean, it's just like when they say, well, Reagan didn't raise taxes a bunch of times. Well, yes, he did. He absolutely did. When he found out that his tax cuts were ballooning the deficit, he raised taxes. That was the deal he made. Raised taxes. Raised Social Security taxes, too, by the way.
And their response is, look at the little monkey. It's the Chewbacca defense.
Look at the little monkey. Look at that dog. It's a poofy tail. Come here, poof.
Yep.
Poof, poof. Oh, God. Again, what is fake is real. What is real is fake. Scalia clearly murdered, but 97% consensus on the climate crisis? Hoax.
Yep.
Liars.
Yeah. Again, this is why these people, just under no circumstances, do they deserve to be taken seriously.
Nope, absolutely not.
They're not serious people.
So, yeah, so that was all this stuff is all part of a theme. You know, we saw it on display during the debate. We've seen it on display for the last week, and we're going to see it on display for the rest of this year, if not beyond, over this next Supreme Court justice. And guess what? Guess what? Those of you, and we're going to get into this a little bit more on the postmortem show, but those of you, H.A. Goodman, I'm looking at you, who are vowing to stay home or to write in Bernie Sanders in the general election if he doesn't win the nomination, you're going to be held responsible for this, too. If it goes to a Republican in November and that Republican nominates, you know, the next couple of justices and nominates an ultra-conservative replacement. Imagine who Ted Cruz would nominate for the Supreme Court. And if you think the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate
Jesus.
Are the same person, it'll be Jesus. It'll Jesus. Actually be Jesus.
He will nominate Jesus.
Ted Cruz saying, I nominate Jesus Christ for the Supreme Court. Jesus Christ, with his swimmer's body, will make a fine justice. Because, you know, Jesus Christ loved guns and hated gays. Just my kind of Christ. Said Ted goddamn Cruz, nominating the next Supreme Court justice. If that doesn't get liberals out to vote, every last goddamn liberal out to vote in November, I don't know what will. I mean, that's all you need to know. Forget Hillary. Forget Bernie. Forget Trump or Cruz. If you're a Democrat, if you're a liberal, you vote in November and you vote for the Democratic candidate. Why? Because the Supreme Court is too important to ignore.
And because right now, as Jonathan Chait said, you have no choice. The Democrats are the only thing standing between, you know, the Democrats are the only party that isn't completely crazy. The other party is insane.
Exactly. I mean, it's not about voting for policy. It's a matter of voting for competence, basic competence and decorum that you want in a president. If there was someone on the Republican side ever, and there hasn't been one in many, many years, who was a decent human being, who had strong core values, who wanted to do things in a way that wouldn't embarrass all of us. Okay, you know what? I could see maybe leaning toward that person. But that doesn't exist anymore on the Republican side.
Nope, not anymore.
It's gone. These are people who believe Scalia was murdered and Barack Obama was responsible. And short of that, they believe that it's illegal for the President of the United States nominated Supreme Court Justice in his last year as president.
Yep. They're completely crazy.
Un-effing believable. Well, we're going to talk about this a little more on the Postmortem Show. You can find the Postmortem Show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Or you can click the Patreon link at the top of bobseska.com. You go there, you go to our site, our Patreon site, and you can support the show by contributing either $1 a month, $5 a month. At the $5 a month level, you get the Postmortem Show. $10 a month, you get the Postmortem Show and the After Party. If you donate at $15 a month, you get the postmortem show, the after party, and a commercial-free, not safe for work, unbleeped version of this here show. Which is also attached then at the end by the postmortem show. Patreon.com/Bob and Chess. Thank you for supporting us there, and we'll see you on the postmortem show, folks. Bye-bye.
As a patriot, I'm going to take a...
Fuck! Fuck! God damn!